T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You guys got everything you needed to out of this this stage of the spring?
Absolutely. Phase one. Check. Completed. Good energy. Good work. Time to play.
American wants to know who's pitching for you tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Seven. There's a whole bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Peralta, I believe, starting.
Don't start.
Yeah. That's all I got for you. I haven't seen it. I put the lineup together. No, I don't have the list.
You have the lineup?
We posted it inside.
Okay.
I can't remember it. There's too many names.
9, probably.
At least.
Hopefully.
We're bringing some other guys, too.
We'll do like the usual 2 innings.
You know, I haven't even talked to Ray. I can't give it to you. My focus has been so many other places that Ray's focus has been there, and I trust him. I trust all of them over there.
Kind of a plan to ease the veterans into spring training? Have you run through that yet with some of the guys?
Yeah, I think I actually mentioned that earlier in the week that we were going to do that. We've had conversations with everybody. We're going to ease guys in. With a bigger thought in mind, the picture of lengthening out the season for them. They don't need to start off opening day. So there'll be a couple guys. We don't have to have those representative rosters until March 1st. But we always like to put a representative field on the team in spring training, and even when you make a road game. Fans like to see players, and they like to see players that they know. And we always try and keep that in mind when we put the lineup together. And sometimes you get a little thin based on physicality and that about the spring. But our intention is to get guys out there and get them playing. We will ease some of the veterans in probably the start of next week. But it's going to give opportunity for some of these younger men that we really want to put our eyes on pitching and fielding and hitting to play.
How much does it make it, I don't want to say easier is the right word, but to evaluate players now that you're playing games, playing people from other teams?
It's the best exercise we have. Because truly, you want to evaluate your players against the best competition. That being said, spring training games are the best competition available. And we're always mindful of who the pitchers are throwing against, what type of lineup they faced. From a hitting standpoint, what pitchers are they facing? So you try and you weight those accordingly as the best you can. But at the end of the day, when people get out there and play, those competitive juices and spirit starts flowing, and everybody wants to play well.
Quint, does Jung Ho fall into that veteran, want to ease in, or would you like to get him more at-bats than the typical veteran player?
We're going to go with him. He's going to start the second game. I know he's going to start playing at home. But we're going to be mindful of what we need to do and have conversation with him. We're not going to force a bunch of at-bats on anybody. I think we need to see how he responds to gameplay, because it's been so long since there's been actual gameplay. And there'll be a point in time where he will play back-to-back games just to see how he responds from that. But we've got a program we think we feel very comfortable and very convicted in place with him, and his feedback will also help.
Is Diaz still sick? I know Todd mentioned that on Wednesday. I don't think so.
Yes, he is.
Quint, what's your final assessment on Mr. Brooks as he departs camp?
He was a welcome addition to camp, as I shared with our team and I shared with Garth. The respect and passion he has for the game, it stood above everything else while he was out here. And we folded him in. This wasn't a distraction. This wasn't another part of camp. He came in and did the drills and did the work and moved around as one of the men who was embraced by the team. So I thought it went very well. I know the players appreciated it. I know he appreciated it. And obviously his charity is going to be very, very appreciative of it. And the families of this is going to help. The kids is going to help benefit.
A couple players said it was enlightening and eye-opening to them. You know, he's this guy sold all these albums, Hall of Famer, and he's out there signing autographs for hours and hours. I mean, what kind of this influence do you think that could kind of have on guys, seeing that level of charity type stuff?
Well, one of the things we do talk about within our organization is you model the behavior you want to instill in others. You want to see somebody model proper behavior, follow him around. We have to be a part of his world. Jimmy T did every day, and it's incredible what he gets done and the touches he has daily and the impact he has on people. And it's because he cares. Really, he cares. Every conversation that he had with somebody, it was eyeball to eyeball. It was face to face. There were fingerprints, there were faces, there were handshakes, there were touches, and they were real. And it was a very positive impact.
You don't think Jimmy's getting into the entertainment PR?
I don't know.
Oh, but lastly, Clint. I'm sorry. You mentioned this camp. So far, everybody seems healthy. Everything's good. Do you feel good about just where guys are, where the team is, getting ready to head into that first game?
I do. We checked off all the boxes intentionally that we had here on things to get done. I think we were efficient with our time. I think we were intentional with our time. And I give the players all the credit for the energy and the focus they brought to everything they did. From the bullpens to the live BP sessions, the effort the hitters put in those, the fielding drills, the base running drills, all of it. It was done very professional.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.